I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning.
So I've had a few questions about people feeling very, very lethargic. I guess maybe we aren't getting enough sun. I really have no idea. And they want to know how to get more energized and deal with this low energy feeling they have through the winter.
Well, certainly low energy can be associated, for example, with low vitamin D status. And we always check for those kinds of things. But one of the things that it's also important is to be aware of low, what we call low ferritin or low iron levels in the body. And low iron levels or low ferritin levels, these are measurements that can be tested in the lab, are often associated with low energy or something called anemia. And sometimes we see it in a what's called a CBC, a complete blood count. Sometimes platelets are low. The main thing is to figure out why their iron or ferritin levels are low. And sometimes, depending on the population, can be associated, for example, with heavy menstruation. And I do have a lot of women coming in, for example, with heavy periods, long periods, that can really be very, very draining. And of course, over time, especially if left unchecked, can lead to low iron levels and certainly fatigue. So one of the things from a naturopathic standpoint we do is always check to see what the levels are and to also make sure that the hormones are working properly. Certainly if there are heavy periods for those women, there's a couple of different options. We can use natural treatments like botanical treatments to regulate the periods, but we can also use bioidentical hormones. I often use, for example, bioidentical progesterone to regulate the periods. And it's done on a cyclical basis, so we can add that in at a particular time of the month. It's a topical cream. Because it's a compounded formula, it's a natural progesterone. It looks exactly like your regular progesterone in your body. It mimics your own progesterone cycle, and it helps to regulate the periods. And because it's compounded, we can use the minimal amount that's required in order to get the benefit that we want, compared to, for example, a synthetic or a pharmaceutical product, which is an oral product, which is a standardized dose. So we can adjust the dose, we can make it cater it to the patient's specific needs. And what we find, first of all, is that when we regulate the periods, the patient feels much better. And then, of course, over time, they're losing less blood. And of course, their iron levels go up and their energy levels go up. So I've had some really good success recently with a number of patients over the last couple of months, actually. One patient who specifically at some point almost needed to have a transfusion because their iron levels were so low. And we basically implemented a program with progesterone and some iron supplements. We actually did injections as well. And she came in to see me last week. She's doing so much better. Her doctor's really happy with her, and her periods are regulated.
So you mentioned her doctor. So you do things in concert with a medical doctor if necessary, or always? How does it work?
Well, absolutely, especially with, for testing, patients can, I'll often send patients back to their medical doctor to do some of the blood tests. You know, they are covered by OHIP that way. I can requisition blood work as a naturopathic doctor. It's not covered by OHIP. But however, if the levels are so low, we definitely want to send them back to their family doctor, or if they're seeing an endocrinologist, in her case, she was seeing another medical doctor to monitor, because at one point her levels were so low, there was a concern that I wanted to make sure she was getting enough iron. We're looking at actually doing an iron infusion through the hospital with her. Luckily, that actually didn't need to be done, because we were able to correct both her periods, and then now she's back on the road to good health, because her iron levels have actually tripled since over the last probably 5 months now.
So we're dealing with Zoomers and obviously menopausal women, and low energy can be, as you mentioned, vitamin D, or it can be low iron. Do you recommend that people have this tested annually, or how do you recommend?
Well, the typical kinds of tests that I do with patients when they come in, I always ask for their last blood work that they've had, perhaps through their family doctor. But the common things that I often test for are iron and ferritin, or ferritin, and vitamin D and vitamin B12, because any one of those nutrients, either together or even individually, can be associated with low energy. And that could be any time of the year, could be in the winter or the summer. So those kinds of basic nutrients are important. And keep in mind that in order to absorb those nutrients, even if you're taking those supplements, you have to have good in vitamin D status, good kidney function, good liver function. For iron and B12 function to be absorbed, you have to have good gastrointestinal integrity. So if you have food sensitivities, gastrointestinal inflammation, IBS. Those kinds of issues can actually influence the absorption of those nutrients. So it's not just a matter of taking those supplements. It's a matter, as in naturopathic medicine, to find the root cause, to see why you're fatigued or perhaps why you're not absorbing those nutrients properly.
So if you're one of those people who called me who are feeling lethargic and you're wishing to find out how to get a little more energized, you can speak to Dr. Betty Rosendahl. She offers a complimentary 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. And the number, Dr. Betty?
The number they can reach me is 905-707-2001 or through my website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001 or thornhillnaturopathic.ca, or you can go to marylands.ca and look at the sponsor expert list, and there is Dr. Betty Rosendahl, and the links are there as well. So thank you, Dr. Betty. I'm sure that there are people there who want to look after their energy levels and would like to do it naturally. So that consultation and some of the things we touched on today were very informative, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.